Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Wednesday, May 11th, 2022. Top stories for today. Malaysia continues its uptrend, recording another 2,605 new COVID-19 cases yesterday. Health Director General Tan Sri Dr. Nur Hisham Abdullah said 8 COVID-related deaths were registered, including 3 that were classified as brought in dead. Meanwhile, there were also a total of 2,014 recoveries recorded yesterday. Several areas in Jandabaya Bentong were hit by flash floods as a result of continuous heavy rain since 3 a.m. today. More than 140 houses had been inundated, involving Kampung Sumsum, Kampung Lampin, Kampung Cheringin and Kampung Pulau Santap. Landslide incidents were also reported in the district, but no reports of injuries so far. Negeri Sembilan Solid Waste Management and Public Cleansing Corporation Director Siti Yusnita Muhammad Yusof said a total of 6,069 tons of solid waste had been disposed within a week of the Aidilfitri celebration up to Sunday at 3 landfills in the state. Food waste contributed the highest volume at 36%, and of the total, about 76% of food waste was avoidable. On the international front, half of Shanghai achieves zero COVID status, but authorities say uncompromising restrictions had to remain in place under a national policy. The city is in its sixth week of a strict lockdown, showed no cases reported outside areas under the strictest curbs on Tuesday for the first time since May 1st, according to the data released. New Zealand will reopen its borders to tourists from all countries by August. The country will allow back cruise ships and make it easier for skilled workers to immigrate as it looks outward to the world again following the COVID-19 pandemic. The government said it is also planning to end the need for people to get pre-departure COVID-19 tests by the end of July. And Kyiv claims battlefield gains over invading Russian forces, including the recapture of 4 villages around the second city of Kharkiv, as flows of Russian gas to Europe through a key transit point in Ukraine dried up today. Ukraine remains a major route for Russian gas to Europe even after the invasion. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.